From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump declared victory Thursday as the NATO summit ended in Brussels, Belgium. He said he had won commitments from other countries to increase their defense spending after he had complained that for too long the U.S. has borne the brunt of financing the West's key military alliance.
We had a great meeting in terms of getting along. I know most of the people in the room because of last year, because of the year and a half that we've been in office, year and a half plus, but we have a great relationship. Everybody in that room, by the time we left, got along and they agreed to pay more, and they agreed to pay it more quickly.
The president gave no specifics on which countries had agreed to increase defense spending, but he said several countries had cumulatively boosted defense spending by $33 billion in the last year. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said there was a, quote, new sense of urgency to increase military funding. He credited Trump with having an impact. The president is now in London. His schedule is expected to keep him out of areas where protests are planned. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Thousands of officers will be on duty as Donald Trump's visit is met by the biggest British police operation in years. Police from nearly every force have been called up for the president's arrival as demonstrators rally against his first trip to Britain. Trump is expected to avoid central London, where the bulk of the protests will take place, instead visiting Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire, Chequers for talks with Prime Minister Theresa May, and Windsor Castle to meet the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Mr. Trump will go to Helsinki for Monday's highly anticipated summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. First, he will visit England and Scotland, where he owns two golf resorts. This is VOA News. FBI agent Peter Strzok faced tough questions from Republicans over his anti-Trump texts on Thursday. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Strzok read some of the texts during the hearing.
What the F happened to our country, Lise?
Texas Republican Louie Gohmert brought up Strzok's affair with the person who got that text, a former FBI lawyer.
When I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Strzok says his opinions about President Trump and others had nothing to do with his work.
At no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took.
Strzok says Gohmert's comments about his personal life say a lot about the congressman's own character. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says he's received what he described as a, quote, very nice note from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that praises the efforts by Trump to improve relations between the two countries and implement a joint statement signed by the leaders at their Singapore summit in June. Syrian State TV says the government has raised the national flag over Dara, the South Syrian city that was the cradle of the 2011 revolt against President Bashar Assad's rule. Dara has suffered catastrophic damage as one of the cities at the center of Syria's seven-year-long civil war. Serena Williams is headed to a Wimbledon rematch against Angelique Kerber at the women's final on Saturday. Correspondent Graham Agars reports.
If ever there was a question whether Serena Williams could successfully come back from childbirth, the answer is in. She sure can. Williams is now into her 10th Wimbledon final after a powerful 70-minute 6-2-6-4 semi-final win over the 12th seed Julia Gerges. She will now take on another German in the final. The 11th seed and former world number one, Angelique Kerber, advanced to her second Wimbledon finale with a routine 6-3-6-3 win over Yelena Ostapenko. The showdown is a rematch of their 2016 All-England Club final, which Williams won to secure her seventh Wimbledon crown. Graham Agars, Wimbledon.
The Trump administration said Thursday that all eligible children under five taken from their parents because of zero-tolerance immigration policies have reunited with their mothers or fathers. Along with allegations of crime, some of the parents have already been deported while others are in jail, so not all of the children have been reunited with them. 46 of the children who are determined to be ineligible because of safety concerns, they will remain in the custody of Health and Human Services. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.